Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos adiós. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life.
The sincerity and the manner in which Christine Bray, the author of In This Life, and I met just happens in fairy tales. It really does. You know, I am very active in social media. It's a big part of my work. And I have met wonderful people through social media and a lot of crazies. It is a great tool for business. I say that mostly on every podcast, and I do benefit from those, moments and people on social media, financially and emotionally and socially. I think I've met wonderful people. Anyway, I met Christine Bray on social media, and then I went to a corporate coaching engagement in Chicago, and I was able, lucky enough, to physically meet her and share quality time with her. Sometimes I feel like when you meet someone and you can actually sit down and have a lifetime conversation, one that really moves you more than knowing someone for a lifetime and never having a conversation like that. That's what we had, Christine and I, sitting at the Soho House in Chicago a little over a month ago, I would say. In any case, on that day, she gifted me her book, In This Life, and autographed it. And I was telling her on the podcast that I was going to place it with my Barbara Streisand collection and my Evian bottle collection, because I hold things like that near and dear to my heart. Her book, it's a romance, and it's beautiful, and it's about love. The book, Insipid, that she wrote before it, is about a woman falling in love with a man that's younger than her, which I can relate to in my life. This lady is a mom. She's married, and she's just a great woman. Married 27 years. You know, I love it when I meet people and they say, no, I've been with this person for 2 years, 3 years. Oh, okay. Well, why don't you try, almost three decades, and that is really standing by someone through thick and thin. And that's what Christine is and represents. She's worldly. She's traveled the world. She's got an incredible story. She's written four books. The one that is coming to Miami, Florida, that I get to be part of her journey with, is In This Life. Chapter 4, Noodles, is my favorite. I was on the beach and on a boat this weekend, and I was rereading the book over and over again for our podcast. You'll hear her, a little bit about her, the superstar, the author, straight from her mouth at the end of this podcast. She's in love with exercise and health, but is busy. I wish I could take a little bit of me and give it to her so then she can trade with me, because actually writing a book is on my list. She inspires me. It's usually the other way around. I hear from women, I inspire them. Well, this lady inspires me. And this is why I believe I'm so passionate, because in order for me to market or promote, I need to believe in the human being sitting in front of me. And I 100% endorse, recommend, and highly suggest this book, In This Life. And you can find it, I think, on eBay. You can find it everywhere. Go on her page, Christine Bray. At the end of the podcast, you'll hear her, how you can locate her. It's not about money with her. It's about the passion. It's about the truth. When you're chasing money, that's usually the last thing you get, is money. This lady does it for the sincerity. and sharing the story and sharing a piece of herself. It's very easy to critique someone who puts themselves out there because it's easy to sit in the background and point a finger. It's not easy to be at risk. This lady has taken a piece of her heart, a piece of her life, a piece of her memory, and placed it out there for the world to appreciate or laugh at or criticize. I think she's a pioneer in many ways. I really am very fortunate to have had my time with her. And in a few minutes, you'll get to hear her straight from her. Thanks, Christine. She'll be here in August, the first week of August. She'll be doing private signings at Soho House. That one's, those are invitation only, but she will be at Books and Books. I believe she'll be at the Hyatt Regency and other local hotels. Those are public. Her itinerary will be on her social media. I will also try to promote it on mine. Her blog is up every day. She writes about anything and everything. So do I. For about 3 years now, I've been a blogger. And I know blogging is very difficult because sometimes you don't feel like it. Sometimes you don't feel like sharing. But you are responsible for your word. You are responsible for what you put out there. And you have to act accordingly. Like, I just can't say, you know what? I don't feel like blogging today. Nope. Because then I'm irresponsible. Once you put yourself out there, you need to be responsible. This lady walks the walk, talks the talk. Her name is Christine Bray. The book is In This Life. It's beautiful. It's got like a little yellow seahorse, a little yellow seahorse on the cover with like little emeralds. She's an amazing human. Really is. Chris, thank you for walking into my life. Thank you for pressing Instagram likes. And it doesn't matter how you came in. You were a blessing in my life.
The area, as you know. So whatever people want, we'll do.
Well, Christine, I think the fact that you just said, I don't really care about the rankings or the sales, makes you so much more sellable for a publicist or an agent, because you really are in it for the life, for the love of writing and the passion of creating. And that's very beautiful. And that's very authentic and very genuine. And when I'm doing something, I look for that quality more than, you know, is it popular? Does it make me feel, is really what attracts me. And you, from the moment I met you at the Soho House in Chicago, I fell in love because I felt that passion and that sincerity. And I'm very excited. I know we're doing the Books and Books thing. I know we're doing, I believe it's a Hyatt, and we'll put it out there formally for everybody, the subscribers listening now and the people all over social media. Christine, speaking of social media, how can everybody find you? And please spell it out. How can they find you?
Okay, I'm in Facebook at www.facebook.com/Christine Bray. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter, and it's the same. It's at Christine Bray. And then I have a blog where I write about everything and anything, and that is www.christinebray.com.
Wow. And when they come here to Books and Books, I mean, what are we expecting? We're going to expect to actually shake your hand, which is such an honor for people.
I would love to shake everyone's hand. And, you know, I would love to just sit and chat. So hopefully there will be some people that will read the book beforehand and we can talk about it.
Oh, for sure. I think there's people. I mean, yesterday I had a couple of people, just me, you know, playing around on the beach. I had a couple of people already talking to me about the book. But more than that, Christine, I know your whatever inspires you is very heartfelt. For this book, I know you wrote the three books before. For this book, did you just wake up and decide, or how did that come to you, this book?
Oh, this last book is very special to me. I think it's the culmination of things that I've gone through for the past 2 years. I wanted to write about how no matter how you want something, you pray for it, you beg for it, you do everything to have it. If it's not meant for you, it's not meant for you. And I learned that firsthand, and I wanted to write about it.
That's important for the people to hear. If it's not meant for you, it's just not. And coming from a woman who is so worldly and has traveled the world, it's encouraging, because a lot of people beat themselves up and hit their heads against the wall over and over again, wanting something that is not meant for them. So Right. This book is inspiring. And I'm going to tell you, my favorite chapter is noodles, because you told me to focus on noodles, and I did. And I reread it like 5 times, Noodles. And I talked about it to the TV people last night. I was like, Noodles, that's her chapter. And I think you're inspiring on so many levels. You're always telling me the things about exercising and feeding and all this. My practice and my journey of being healthy is nothing compared to writing a book and putting it out there. I congratulate you for having the courage, the openness to put yourself out there. And no matter what the critiques say, you really are an inspiring woman.
Thank you. And I wanted to say, Magda, that it was a blessing to meet you that day at Soho. And I really look forward to many more years of friendship. I mean, we sat there together for an hour and just talked about everything. It was like just having lunch with a dear old friend. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate you coming into my life. So thank you.
Okay, well, we still have to run Big Sur and do all kinds of things. So let's just plan away. Okay, so it's August, the first week of August, you're going to be coming and celebrating with us?
Yes, August 4 to 7, I'll be there. I might even extend a little longer to shop or something. We'll see.
Fantastic. So we will. You'll be putting out your schedule, your itinerary on your social media pages from here to then so people can sign up. And yeah. Christine, I'm so excited to see you and see you succeed in our city and all over the world, because you really are a light, and you can't dim a light. So thank you for sharing your time with us. I won't rob you of any more New York time. There's so many great places in New York, so many great shows. The vibe is very high in New York, I know. And please, some sunlight. We're sending her some sunlight to New York. Thank you for your time, and I will see you in August. People, follow her if you want to change your life and add a little light spice into your life. Thanks, Christine, and we will talk soon.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye, Miami. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. The truth is, you don't know how old I am. You don't care how old I am. You just want to know how I got those legs. How I got those arms, how a lady this age can look strong and lean. The secret is, for sure, Virta, for sure, Hugo Fresh, but now you can add Deliver Lean, 888-730-LEAN, Magda 15.